following program is a paid feature of WVRC Media.
Welcome to the Turn to the Expert Show with Advanced Heating and Cooling, the show that is always keeping you and your home one step ahead. Brought to you by Advanced Heating and Cooling, the area's only factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts and turn to Advanced. Now, the Turn to the Expert Show with your co-hosts Dave Seaman, Josh Heinerman, and WAJR's Kyle Wiggs.
And good Wednesday morning. It is Turn to the Experts for this Wednesday, Advanced Heating and Cooling. We have in the studio with us Josh Heinerman, Director of Sales and Service. He's been with us each and every month through the history of this program. And Josh, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Morning, Kyle. Thanks for having us again.
Also, Jared Adrian with us, Service Manager.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. All right. So here's the guy on the ground.
Yes.
So it's time to ask the questions. Yes. Anything that you have about your system, and obviously cooling, that's the thing during the summer, but pretty soon it'll be heating season. And if you have a question or if you're experiencing an issue as we speak, text us at 304-TALK-304 and we'll ask that question of Jared, who's out there looking at systems and fixing systems every single day. So we're going to take some questions. And the biggest one, Josh, you've talked about this all the time. The thing that people can do, the basic thing that people can do to help their system to maintain its longevity is simply change the filter.
This is starting to become a tradition. We just talk about filters every time. Eventually, everyone will change their filters. But yeah, I mean, you want to check it monthly. Change it every 3 to 6 months. With the exception of some air purification systems, you can get about a year out of those filters.
Okay. So I'm pretty, I guess, anal about this would be the right word. I change it every month.
I love you.
In the summer, well, in the summer when the air conditioner is running every day, and in the winter when the furnace is running every day, I change it once a month. Now, in the spring and the fall when things aren't running, you can kind of let it go. But Is that too drastic once a month?
Not at all. Okay. No, not at all. Like we say all the time, if you think you're changing it enough, you're not.
You're not. So, okay.
Yep.
So once a month is probably a pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, for most, you know, basic one-inch filter type systems, the more you can change it, the longer you're going to extend that system life. But, you know, every 3 to 6 months, somewhere in that neighborhood there, but definitely the one-inch filters every 1 to 3 months.
And you can eyeball it, right? You pull
Absolutely.
That thing out, and if it looks filthy dirty, if it's got clumps of dust on it,
Exactly. That
might be an indication that it needs to be changed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Jared, what are the best types of filters? What would you recommend?
So we do have some different options for upgraded media filters. We have electronic air cleaners that slide right into your existing one-inch filters that are really good options. Take that. MERV rating is what they're rated with, from a 8 to a 14, 15 MERV.
Okay, define that. Just take a minute and define that.
So your MERV rating is basically the size of the particles that the filter catches. Your typical fiberglass filter is going to catch things that are dog hair, animal hair, all the dust in the house, it's going to go right through it. We upgrade those filters. They start catching more. The first couple months that it's in, you're going to be changing them a little bit more often. But once you get that air cleaned out, it's good to go.
How will people, if you do upgrade to one of these filters, how will you see the difference in your home?
Dusting less, definitely. I know when I put one in my house, that was a big selling point to my wife. We didn't have to clean the tables and windows and everything every so often. So it definitely makes a big difference in the air quality in the house.
Okay. Does it help your system at all when the temperatures are moderate? It's not too hot and it's not too cold. Does it help your system when you just open the house up and get some fresh air moving that way?
It depends. It depends.
That's a loaded question.
Yeah. How dusty of a road do you live on type thing? Kind of set kind of far back from the road, if it's not a super dusty area, yeah, absolutely. Open the house up. I'm very much a open up doors and windows. And, I mean, my air conditioner was off this morning, doors and windows and things like that open. But from an indoor air quality perspective, the best thing you can do is kind of leave your doors and windows shut, let that air purifier do its job. But then again, there's that double-edged sword. My preference is fresh air, doors and windows open, but I just suffer the consequence of having to change my air filter more often because I'm dragging in all that dust and everything from outside.
Okay, we do have a text question, 304-TALK-304, and this is relating to the filters. I was told that these heavier-duty filters are harder on the system because it takes more pressure to push the air through the filters. Opinion on that?
You're absolutely right. So if you're referring to like the really expensive 1-inch filters like the MERV 15 carbon activated $30 1-inch filters from Lowe's, those definitely do more damage than
really?
Good systems. They do.
Okay, so you got to find a medium.
You kind of find a happy medium, and that's where, you know, having a technician come out and take a look at it. They're not just going to try and sell you the best highest end filter you possibly can. They're going to take measurements of the ductwork and see what the system can even handle and go from there. That's why that pure flow that Jared was talking about, it has the resistance of a MERV 8. So like the cheap horsehair filters, the air blows right through it like a MERV 8. But what it does is it charges the particles and it helps them stand up. So I get kind of the efficiencies, of a MERV 14, 15 style filter. There's really heavy duty ones that can be very restrictive, but I'm flowing through like an 8. That's why we really like those pure flow filters.
Okay, so I'm learning something too. These MERV ratings I've never paid attention to before. Yep. Are they on the filters?
They are. They're on the filters. Yep. Okay. And the higher the MERV rating, the smaller the particle it can catch.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
All right. So this texter is asking, you say the MERV 15, those are very dense and it's hard for the air
to get through. To just blindly pop one of those in a system can do more damage than good. We've run multiple no AC calls or no heat calls because the notes will be like, customer just changed air filter and now the air conditioner doesn't work. First thing we're going to do is go down to the basement. We're going to, 9 times out of 10, we're going to find something like that.
Too heavy.
Too heavy, too restrictive, and it restricts too much airflow.
Okay, so the MERV 8, that's kind of the sweet spot.
I try to go more like 10, 12.
Okay.
10, 11, 12, somewhere in that neighborhood there. That's more of the sweet spot. You start getting up into your like 14 and 15, so you need to have a technician take a look at that and make sure the system can even handle.
Okay, and the cheap ones that sell for 99 cents, they would be a MERV.
Like 8, I think, is the bare minimum. But realistically, steer clear of those. Go for like if a consumer is going to replace their own filter, I recommend just the basic filtry 1-inch filters. I think they're like MERV 10. They're an entry-level pleated filter. If you're changing them frequently, you're going to do a good job of keeping everything out. There's MERV 8, the blue, like they call them horsehair or fiberglass filters. They keep rocks out. That's about it.
Rock catchers.
Yeah.
Okay. Another text question, 304-TALK-304. I have to keep the main floor very cold just to keep the temperature upstairs tolerable. Anything to do to fix that?
This is a very typical problem in our area. Multi-level homes, heat travels up. Mm-hmm. When it's cold and your thermostat's on the main level, it's going to cool to your main level temperature, but a lot of the times that is a 3 to 4 degree difference to your upstairs. There are options that we could do to improve that, help improve that. Our smart Wi-Fi thermostats that we sell, our Ecobees, come with an optional room sensor that we can put on with it. What that room sensor does, you basically put it in one of your warmer areas that you're having trouble with it. You set it to, say, your upstairs, your bedrooms are upstairs. At nighttime, you set it to read that sensor. It'll cool to that setting so that your bedrooms are comfortable. Mm-hmm. The downstairs may get a little cooler, but the upstairs is comfortable for the nighttime. During the day, you're back to the main floor living area, and it's going to cool to that specification on the main floor.
Okay, but in terms of flow of the system, that just may be a particular system that...
Airflow issues are a design issue from the time that the equipment was installed. Those are a little tougher to deal with. If the ductwork's set up properly, there are options to truly zone the system where we send air only upstairs or send air only to the main floor. That is only if it's set up to where we can access it and make those changes cost effectively. The thermostat is definitely the cheapest option for improving. It's not a perfect fix, but it's definitely a help.
Okay. So when you're upstairs in your bedroom at night, the thermostat's going to account for that. It's going to keep the temperature a little bit cooler.
Yes.
A little absolutely. More tolerable. All right. You can reach Josh and Jared at Advance, by the way, 598-9030. That's the number for Advance. We're taking text questions, 304-TALK, 304. Okay, here's one. What about that outside air condition unit? It only runs from June through September. When it gets cold and there's snow piling up, is there any reason to cover that? Should you cover that unit up?
My typical answer is no. Well, not should you cover it up. Maybe you can if you want to, but you don't have to.
Okay.
Type thing. The units are designed to live outside. The most important thing is if you do cover your air conditioner up, don't forget to uncover it whenever you turn it on in the spring. Like, we kind of laugh about it, but we get at least one call a year, at least one service call a year to where it's like, hey, I turned my air conditioner on for the first time and it doesn't work. And we do a drive-by or we literally don't even have to get out of the truck. We just call the customer and be like,
go back and check.
Yeah. Is it your unit that has the tarp around it? We used to get a lot. I don't know. Maybe it was just me. I got a ton of those a few years ago when I was in the field. It seems like it's died off less and less every year, but we still get at least one to where they forget to uncover the air conditioner.
Okay. So it's okay if you want to. You don't want to see that rust, right? You know, that I guess it prevents.
The big thing with it is if you do cover it, make sure you don't wrap it in so tight that there's no airflow through it during the wintertime. If you wrap it with a tarp and bungee corded it on the bottom and there's no airflow, that moisture, everything's going to sit in there and cause more problems than not. If you do cover it, cover the top, make sure, you know, leaves and stuff can't get in the top of it, but leave it open kind of on the bottom so that you get some airflow through the system.
Okay, still. Now one issue I have in particular is I've got a bush that grows, half a foot away, and in the spring when it blooms, it covers that. So, and then you obviously get the hedge trimmer out and cut all those branches back so it's nowhere near it. That's something that people have to be cognizant of.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I think we could probably put in our job descriptions part-time landscapers as well. When we go out to calls and, you know, they can't even get to the outdoor unit because the bushes are so grown up around it. But that's definitely a big help in keeping that area clear.
All right, this is the Turn to the Expert show. We are with Josh Heinerman, Director of Sales and Service at Advanced Heating and Cooling, Jared Adrian, Service Manager with Advanced as well, taking your questions at 304-TALK-304. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll talk about maintenance and inspection. That's all coming up. Stay with us as the program continues after this on WAJR. Welcome back to Turn to the Experts on WAJR, Advanced Heating and Cooling. Josh Heinerman, Director of Sales and Service. Jared Adrian, Service Manager with Advanced. They are with us. You can reach them and reach Advanced at 598-9030. All right, guys, maintenance. Well, first of all, let's start with inspections. A lot of people call maybe in October before you got to crank the heat, maybe in April before you have to crank the air, just to have someone come out and look at their system to make sure it's okay before you turn it on.
Oh, absolutely. Most of the time, those inspections do turn into maintenances. The technician will come in there, he'll take a visual of everything, take a few temperature readings, you know, and at that point, he can start kind of inputting information in a handful of forms that we have built within our software program. And kind of if it checks a certain amount of boxes, they can start kind of offering different tier levels of maintenance plans to customers.
All right, Jared, let's get into the maintenance plans. Necessity and the different levels. I guess if a system's newer, you shouldn't have to rely as much on maintenance.
As a homeowner, you can change your filter. You can do certain few things to help your system. Mm-hmm. But when the technicians get in there, they can actually see the inner workings, the electronics, the things that go into this, and give the proper care and recommendations to keep your system running. Think of it as like your vehicle. You don't maintenance, you don't do your oil changes, you don't do your proper maintenance, tire rotations, that sort of thing. You're going to have breakdowns. Same idea with the air conditioners. You don't get somebody who knows what they're looking at to look at it. you know, it could cause issues. But the maintenances are a big way to help maintain that system, keep it running, keep it going, and also keep the indoor air quality high, keep your efficiencies there. You got a plugged up outdoor coil. Cleaning that coil is going to help the outdoor system run a little bit better. It's going to keep the house cooler. It's going to work much less, not work nearly as hard
right.
to maintain those temperatures in the house.
And Josh, I know you've said since this show started that Advance will work on systems, whether you install them or not, whether it's your equipment and your work that you put in, you'll work on anything.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, I would say most of the people in our priority customer club, they're not actually Carrier systems. We're a large company in the area, but we're not quite the biggest yet. We still work on a lot of our competitor systems, which is fun and interesting. I mean, it's kind of ironic that we're a Carrier dealer, but we don't have to carry a lot of Carrier parts on our trucks. We carry a lot more of like the other brand systems on our all of our service vans. But yeah, we can work on anything for sure.
All right. We've got a couple minutes left and warranties. Who has the best warranty? What should a customer be looking for if they invest in a warranty?
So if they're investing in a new equipment, the most important thing with warranties is if you're looking at the gas furnace side, which is what most people in this area have, you're going to want to make sure you have purchase a system that has a lifetime warranty on that heat exchanger. Lifetime warranty on the heat exchanger, which is a big thing that Carrier offers, and a 10-year warranty on all parts. Those are becoming kind of the standard.
Mm-hmm.
Also, talking about warranties, we are very close. We're hoping by the end of this fall or by mid-fall, we're actually going to be able to start offering 10-year parts and labor warranties. Mm. We're in discussions with Carrier about that now. So we'll see how that all plays out, but I'm excited to start offering that. I'm hoping to come to the next show and say, hey, we're 10-year part. You buy a system from us, we're 10-year parts and labor warranty.
All right, so we'll look forward to that.
Yes.
Who has the best warranty?
Carrier has a really, really bold warranty. It's pretty impressive, and okay, so there's one manufacturer out there that on paper has a better warranty. They offer a 12-year parts warranty. However, there's a lot of stipulations on that. Carrier is going to offer you a 10-year warranty, whether you have maintenance on the system or not. There's been the only time that they're not going to cover something under warranty, and I had to have this conversation with a customer one time. Poor guy had just had a system installed 2 or 3 years prior, and a tree fell on the outer unit, smashed it to pieces. He's like, but it's under warranty, right? Carrier's not going to cover that. But, Carrier has a really bold warranty with their 10-year parts warranty, their lifetime heat exchanger warranty. And even with us being a Carrier factory authorized dealer, we have the ability to offer what's called 100% satisfaction guarantee. And this comes from Carrier. What that basically states is you purchase the system. If you have a problem with it in the first year, a technician comes out and he diagnoses, okay, this was a manufactured defect. We're going to take care of that product or that problem right off the bat. If the problem continues within that 1 year span, Carrier will actually replace the entire piece of equipment at no charge to the customer. I can count on one hand the times that we've had to do that. We call them CFAD and the units out or 100% satisfaction guarantee. It's rare, but it has happened. But no other manufacturer offers that to where there is zero cost to the customer.
All right. So, may want to look into it. If you're due for a new system, Carrier may be the answer. And you can reach Josh, Director of Sales and Service, Jared, Service Manager at 598-9030, Advanced Heating and Cooling. All right, Jared, I would imagine you've got another busy day, although it's not quite as hot as it was this weekend.
Oh, it's going to be a good week.
A little bit cooler.
Absolutely. Catching up from the hot weekend.
All right, very good, guys. We appreciate your time. And again, you can reach the Carrier dealer, Advanced Heating and Cooling, 598-9030. Any questions you have on what we talked about today, maintenance, warranty, air filters, they can answer your question. Give them a call, 598-9030. Guys, great information. We appreciate it. We'll do it again next month.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate you, Kyle.
That is Turn to the Experts for this Wednesday, 104.5 FM, 1440 AM, WAJR.